And thanks to Tom for that magnificent introduction. And thanks to Tom for 10 and a half years of excellence in radio broadcasting. My name is Matt.
And I'm Marissa.
And we're going to be taking over this time slot in the Saturdays to come. The show is called Waffles.
We decided to go with a slightly irreverent name for our show.
Yeah, Waffles, all caps, exclamation mark. And yeah, we're going to be here every Saturday morning from 8 till 10 a.m. playing a wide variety of music. And basically the theme of the next hour is the wide variety of music we're going to play.
The theme of the next hour is sort of we picked some songs that kind of give an idea of the range of music that we like and that we will probably play, but we like a lot of things.
Exactly. It's going to be an eclectic couple of hours, not necessarily following the same theme as Tom, which was birthday focus with Just a Memory, but really, basically, we're going to try and pick sort of a general theme every week and see where that takes us in terms of musical exploration. So this week, for the next hour, the theme is basically the variety of the kinds of music we like and the sorts of things that you're going to hear on this program in the weeks to come.
And I think we're going to start it with actually one of my selections, which is Greetings to the New Brunette from Billy Bragg. It's from his 1986 album, Talking with a Tax Man About Poetry. It's always been one of my favorites. It's sort of a bittersweet but yet beautiful song.
Billy Bragg on CFRC 101.9 FM. You know, as soon as we figure out how to actually get it fired up.
Yeah! Tune into London Calling on CFRC 101.9 FM every Sunday night,
8 o'clock till 9:30.
With Matt and Claire O'Brien, we play the best in new and recent music from the UK, and we chat when I can get away with it. And oh yeah, it's on a
Sunday. Jolly nice too.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Kajiko Cable 282 on Facebook at CFRC Radio and on Twitter at CFRC.
And yes, that was my selection that we just heard. I also approve of the promo. Greetings to the New Brunette from Billy Bragg from 1986. A little bit of trivia on that one. That features Johnny Marr from the Smiths on guitar and the beloved late Kirsty MacColl doing background vocals.
See, I know Kirsty MacColl mainly from solo stuff, but also she's also the female lead in the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York.
Yes, she is indeed.
Which is the best Christmas song of all time.
I would agree, and I believe we played it with the one time we filled in for Tom. And I think now you're up next for your selection, my good man.
Yeah, you're listening to Waffles. We're basically taking the second hour of Just a Memory as an introduction to you, the listeners. Tom has just wrapped up 10 and a half years of Just a Memory. And again, it's big shoes to fill, so we're taking this hour to play some of the music that might represent the various styles that we're going to cover on the program. This is possibly one of my favorite songs of all time, period. It's a guy named James Murphy, and he records under the name LCD Sound System. It's a track called All My Friends, and it's from his album Sound of Silver. There's manifold reasons that I like it. One of them is that it's hard to find good pop music that conveys any sort of sense of melancholy without actually being a really downer sounding song. So this is actually a fairly upbeat song in many ways, but that really conveys a deep-rooted sense of sort of loss and longing. Looking it up, I found a great article. The website Stereo Gum went into vast detail kind of dissecting it. And what they had to say, and bear with me, this is a bit of a thing, it's 1 7-minute summation of the experience of the millennium, the sense of wanting everything all at once, having access to everything all at once, and ultimately, not feeling so much freed as paralyzed at the inescapable weight that comes with carrying all that with you. On one hand, all our immediate access is great, but it also denies us a collective experience in the same way as older generations. So it produces nostalgia for simpler times or 80s music or vague notions of a past that seems easy to wrap your arms around. And it produces a detachment, a sense that there's this big, messy culture out there that you can try to touch, but ultimately feels impossible to understand in its entirety. All My Friends is about aging, feeling disconnected, simultaneously reckoning with and missing your past. James Murphy wrote the song when he was on tour about missing his friends, basically. And one of the things that's interesting about the song is James Murphy is one of the very few musicians who at the top of his game actually followed through on that sort of sentiment. He quit. At the very peak of his career, he had a huge farewell concert and basically said, I'm done. LCD Sound System is no more. Since then, and it's been over a year, he has yet to announce any new musical projects. So it looks like he's one of the rare examples of people that actually give it all up and walk away from success in order to sort of pursue their personal dreams. So this is actually from the live farewell concert recording. It was recorded in Madison Square Garden in 2014. It's from an album called The Long Goodbye, which is, again, this very last LCD Sound System concert. And this is All My Friends on CFRC. LCD sound system on CFRC 101.9 FM. You're listening to Waffles, a radio show that's basically substituting, well, I guess taking over for Just a Memory, Tom Bruce's 10.5-year radio program. Someone called in, a lovely call, saying goodbye to Tom and welcoming us aboard, and thank you very much for that. And we're very happy to be here on what looks like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning.
I appreciate Kingston getting all nice and pretty for us while we were away on vacation recently.
And Tom, talking about the Jane's Walks earlier, those sound incredible. I can't wait to get up there and check those out today.
Yeah, I don't think we have any plans this afternoon. We could possibly do that.
So, LCD sound system. Basically, yeah, again, one of my favorite songs of all time. I've talked at length about it, so I'm not going to go on about it anymore. Basically, for the remainder of the hour, Marissa and I are going to be playing a wide variety of music, the sorts of things that you're going to hear in the coming weeks and months as we make our way through the wonderful world of radio.
Yes, and I'm next up for my choice, which is from Hoxley Workman, who is a Canadian artist I discovered when I moved to Canada in 2009. And the song is called Your Beauty Must Be Rubbing Off. And I believe the album is 2001's Last Night We Were Delicious Wolves.
Actually, oddly enough, my sister, who lives in Toronto, Hoxley, the first time I heard of Hoxley Workman was in the early 1990s because he was her neighbor.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I got his very first album from her as a Christmas present, supporting her neighbor from a couple of houses up who was just getting started in the wide world of music.
That's actually pretty incredible, and I'm not upset that I didn't know that, but I can't believe I didn't know that.
I can't believe I never mentioned it to you before.
I have learned something new today.
Anyway, Your Beauty Must Be Rubbing Off. This is Hoxley Workman on CFRC.
Little finger that I gave to you when we got married. You're in the water now, you're back where you came from. No stealing of beauty that would naturally flow from the center of all that you are, all that you are. You
Be sure to tune in every Saturday afternoon for CFRC 101.9 FM's afternoon programs, starting at noon with Strictly 60s and 70s, followed by Swing Swang Swung at 2 p.m. and Kingston to Kingston at 4 p.m.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Ontario. And that last song was my choice, Hoxley Workman's Your Beauty Must Be Rubbing Off.
And yeah, well, basically, lots of great radio coming up all day on CFRC, as you just heard in that promo. And for those of you who are tuning in expecting Just a Memory, this is a new program that's going to be taking over for Tom and Just a Memory. We are Waffles. My name is Matt.
My name is Marissa.
And but don't worry, Howard is going to be here with This Old Hat at 10 p.m. from 10 till noon, still rock steady as always here on CFRC. So as Marissa said, that's Hoxley Workman. Your Beauty Must Be Rubbing Off. And again, the theme of this hour is we're just sort of covering a wide variety of music that we're going to be playing. This is going to be a little bit dancey. And the reason for that is, again, finding music that's sort of representative of our tastes. For a huge part of my life, I listened to what's called industrial music. And it ranges from just kind of raw screeching noise to sort of heavy dance poppy sorts of things. But it's a little heavy for a Saturday morning. It's not always particularly fun to listen to.
Don't you mind? I like Frontline Assembly myself, but I don't think at 9 a.m. on Saturday I would like that.
So yeah, one of the big bands when I was listening to a lot of industrial is a Canadian outfit called Frontline Assembly, which was run by a guy named Bill Leeb. And again, it's very heavy stuff. We're not going to play any of it. But in the mid-90s, he started feeling kind of constrained by all of this heavy, dark music that he felt like he had to play as part of his band. So he started a side project, which is something that sounded entirely different. It was basically a dance music project called Delirium. And don't forget, this was shortly after the whole now I've forgotten the name of the band. It was like monastic chanting and dance beats.
Oh, you're thinking of Enigma?
Enigma. So this was shortly after Enigma was a big thing, and it wasn't too far off that mark. Generally female vocalists and kind of a dancey background. And so he said, I'm feeling a little stuck. I'm going to try to do something a little more like that.
Yeah, Delirium they were that whole sort of gothy dark wave where pretty female vocals, sort of techno-y dancey pop that was pretty.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the project was called Delirium. It is spelled D-E-L-E-R-I-U-M, so a flagrantly misspelled word is the name of the band. And this is actually from something that was released by them in the mid-2000s, but then they just released about a month ago a whole bunch of new remixes from that album. So one of the interesting things about this track is if you're a fan of Canadian pop over the last several years, you've no doubt heard of Metric. One of the biggest names, I think, in Canadian rock and pop right now. And this was a pre-famous Emily Haynes of Metric, actually recording vocals for this track. So this is called Glimmer by the band Delirium. Again, put on your dancing shoes. It's a bit poppy. It's a bit beaty.
It's very pretty.
And I think it might be a good way to get people going on a Saturday morning. So we're going to give it a shot. This is Delirium on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Down and takes you and builds you up and lets you.
Delirium on CFRC 101.9 FM.
That is pretty and dancey. I like that.
Yeah, I hope it got everyone up and out of bed and ready to face what looks to be a beautiful Saturday out there.
Yeah, you got
to
get out there, people.
And you're listening to Waffles. This is a new show. It's going to be on 8 to 10 a.m. here on CFRC every Saturday morning, followed by Howard and This Old Hat. We're going to be here for the coming weeks and months. Tom Bruce has just wrapped up 10 and a half fantastic years of Just a Memory. Big shoes to fill, but we're going to try to fill them.
Yeah, man, that is a big task ahead of us.
So coming up is a band that you actually have quite a bit of history with.
I do. I love them to pieces. The Old 97s, they're from Dallas, Texas. They're considered one of the original pioneers of the alt-country music movement that started in the mid-90s, around 93. Yes, they're wonderful. I have seen them live, I think, probably about maybe 7 or 8 times, all in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple of times in Dallas. And yeah, they kind of became my friends for a couple of years there, where I would get into shows for free and hang out. And they're some nice guys. And this is off Fight Songs, which was supposed to be their big breakthrough record on Elektra. Well, it was like their more commercially accessible album called The Fight Songs. And I believe it came out in... Oosh, let's see, I moved to Atlanta then, about 2000, and the song is called Indefinitely.
And following that, some of your new favorite Canadian music.
Oh, Timber Tamp. I love them. That's off of their first, no, that's off of Creep On, Creepin' On, which I believe was released in 2007. Yeah, I love them as well. Not as much as the Old 97s, but they'll probably get there eventually.
Now, we actually saw them live at the Bader.
Yes, we saw them live at the Isabel Bader Center back in September. That was possibly one of the most spookily beautiful shows I have ever seen.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
in fact,
so great.
Was it the first show at the Bader after they opened?
Ooh, it might have. I don't think it was the first show. I think it was their first Isabel Goes Alt show.
Okay.
That they did.
It was my first Isabel Bader experience, and...
That's true. It was a great show.
It's a great venue. I can't say enough about the hall.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful.
So first the Old 97s, yay, and then Canadian rockers Timber Tamp here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Twofold. We got busted by your mother, though you're 29 years old. And the pictures wrapped in cellophane like sandwiches or stamps. Burn holes in my pockets and in the inseam of my pants. And your graduation date was in absentia today. And you wished you was there with him, though you told him not to stay. And the redwoods and the oak trees and the double yellow lines, although they're in perfect symmetry, they keep them perfect time. I don't mean no, I don't mean maybe, I'm indefinitely, I don't mean no, I don't mean maybe, I'm indefinitely. Well, the car was Japanese, perhaps Hungarian and blue. And it followed you down Highway 1, kept almost out of view. And it symbolizes something, although you don't know what it is. Like loneliness or longing for a future perfect kiss. I don't mean no, I don't mean no. I'm indefinitely
There's a head on the bed. Clock has stopped ticking. Nothing remotely romantic has been said. Let's not pass on the steps. Let's take the season very easy. Let's take pills, salt, water. Let's keep looking ahead. There is proof of your love for him long after it's dead. And every creak and trigger, I will think of you with others I could not smother out. That fire in my head, and I saw your levitating chair. I found your long blonde hairs. I felt your poltergeist present in the frame of the bed. Every creak is a trigger. I will think of you with others. I found depravity convinced me I may no longer care. It's a babe ritual, but it calms me.
On Friday, May 8th, Oprah Kingston with the support of CFRC presents Nomadic Massive. This multilingual, multicultural hip-hop supergroup from Montreal has become synonymous with energetic and crowd-moving shows. The night will also feature soul shakedown DJs spinning hip-hop, afrobeat, soul, funk, and more. May 8th at the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street, doors at 9. Visit oprahkingston.org for tickets and more information.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Cogeco Cable 282, Facebook CFRC Radio, and on Twitter at CFRC.
And those were two of my selections, the Old 97s and Timber Tam. And yeah, this sounds so good.
You're listening to Waffles on CFRC. My name is Matt.
I'm Marissa.
And we are taking over for Tom Bruce and Just a Memory. He wrapped up a 10.5-year run of that show this morning from 8 till 9 a.m. We're here until 10, at which point Howard is here with This Old Hat.
Yes, and I believe next to what we're playing is something that is dear to you.
Yeah, again, this hour, we're trying to sort of cover the breadth of music that we'll be playing on this show, and a lot of my tastes incline heavily towards jazzy sort of stuff. And my actual introduction to jazz, speaking of introductions, to live jazz, really, was a band called the Shuffle Demons in Toronto, and this would have been in the early 1990s when I was just starting university there. There was a legendary venue in Toronto called Georgia Spaghetti House, and it was sort of the place to be if you were a jazz band. And the one night I decided to go, I scrounged up my ramen money and instead decided to spend it on a jazz concert. And it was a band called the Shuffle Demons, who were already kind of famous. They'd sort of hit that kind of CBC radio level of fame where they were getting a lot of play on the national broadcaster. Tracks like Spadina Bus and Get Out of My House, Roach. which you being from the States are probably thoroughly unfamiliar with.
Yes, I'm going, I'm trying not to make the comment, do you mean Canadian famous?
Well, yeah, they were Canadian famous, but they're also European famous. They've toured Europe over 15 times.
Whoa.
Yeah, they've been together for a little over 30 years, put out several albums. They broke up for a while from the late 90s through the early 2000s, got back together to start touring again, and then finally, after something like a decade-long break, they actually released a new album of music in 2012 called Clusterfunk. And there's sort of a split with the Shuffle Demons. Sometimes they play spoken word or basically sort of speak singing, very socially conscious kind of tracks. The lead saxophonist and singer for the band, Rich Underhill, he actually ran for mayor in the last Toronto mayoral campaign, was one of the very last to drop out and threw his support to Olivia Chow and ran on a very transit-based campaign. But the other side of the Shuffle Demons is their very, very jazzy side. So what we're going to listen to right now is a track called Way After Midnight, and it's actually composed not by Rich Underhill, but by the band's bassist, George Kohler, who's really one of the more sort of pure jazz elements in the band. So it's a very jazzy track. Again, it's the Shuffle Demons here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you. The Shuffle Demons on CFRC 101.9 FM. And you're listening to Waffles.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Matt. And once again, for those of you tuning in late, Tom Bruce has wrapped up 10 and a half years of Just a Memory. We're going to be taking over for him 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturdays, playing a wide variety of eclectic music, kind of organized every week around some sort of central theme.
We promise there will be themes.
So next year, as suggested by Tom on his way out this morning, the theme will be spring.
Indeed, again, and finally, rightfully so, as it looks to be a beautiful day out there.
It's a gorgeous day. It's springtime, growth, renewal. Everything is popping up and greening all around us right now. It's one of the best times of year. And speaking of best things, that was a great jazz track, Way After Midnight, by the Shuffle Demons from their 2012 album, Clusterfunk. The theme today is basically covering all sorts of different music, the kind of music we're going to be playing week after week on this radio show.
Yes, and what we're going to play next is sort of a shout-out to my old hometown, Atlanta, Georgia. The band is called the Selmanaires, and it originally started in 2003. It was a threesome, Tommy Chung and the twins Herb and Jason Harris. You have to understand that, at least in the Atlanta music scene, it actually tends to be very small, so everybody knows everybody else, and I can actually say definitively that I used to work with Tommy. He is the drummer. He worked with me at Aurora Coffee, and they actually started a house party that I had gone to in 2003. So, yes, I just thought I would slip that in there because, you know, a little something for home.
Excellent. So this is the Selmanaires and the track Selmanaire Rock from the album Here Come the Selmanaires. It's all very self-explanatory, isn't it?
It really is.
All right, here on CFRC.
Thank you.
Great, that would be the Salmonaires with Salmonaire Rock off their album Here Come the Salmonaires. And that is, again, a little love letter to Atlanta, Georgia from me. I miss you dearly.
I think more bands should do songs where they just basically identify themselves over and over.
I think it's cute.
The Salmonaires and Salmonaire Rock. I mean, imagine if the Rolling Stones just did a song called We're the Rolling Stones.
Now you're just making fun.
I'm not making fun. I think it's a great way to get to know the band if they just sort of like, hey, we're this band and we play this music and here we go.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that.
So I look forward in the coming weeks to us finding more and more music where the bands just identify themselves through their music.
Don't give me that challenge. I will accept it.
Well, let's avoid the challenge entirely by switching to something entirely without lyrics. This is going to take us up to the top of the hour, at which point Howard's going to take over with this old hat. And on the topic of introductions and the variety of kinds of music we're going to play on this show, we haven't really covered classical music yet. And this is basically the piece that really introduced me in a really personal way to classical music. It's from Gustav Holst's The Planets. It's the first part of it. It's Mars, the Bringer of War. This particular performance by the Vienna Orchestra and Herbert von Karajan directing. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not. And the reason this really impacts me is because I didn't really start listening to classical music until I started playing it in high school in band. And because of kind of random instrument assignment, I was a tuba player throughout high school. And the tuba player is not a position in the band that has a whole lot of interesting stuff to do.
Wow, that is saying a lot that you think the school band actually has a whole lot of interesting stuff to do.
Well, no, the flutes get to do like the tweedledee stuff and the clarinets get to do. Everyone kind of gets lead parts except for the tuba.
Well, no one speak for the tuba players.
Even percussion gets to do a whole bunch of interesting stuff, but tuba never gets the forefront except in, well, not exclusively too, but this was the first time I ever actually got to be kind of the lead in the high school band. You're laughing, but this was important to me at the time. This was in second year of high school. This was in grade 10. I had already spent a year just basically going bump, 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 bump for every single track we played. And then comes Holst and Mars, the Bringer of War, and about the 4-minute mark, the tubas just blast out, and because this is arranged for high school, it's, you know, there's not a lot of instruments in the mix, so the tubas get a good 45 seconds of actually just rocking out.
Sheer tuba glory.
Yeah, sheer tuba glory. So we're gonna close the show with this. Thank you for sticking with us. Again, Tom is leaving some huge shoes to fill, so please bear with us in the coming weeks and months as we settle in and kind of develop a formula here. But for now, a little bit of classical. This is Mars, the Bringer of War by Gustav Holst. Stick around for this old hat. And incidentally, next week the theme is spring. And just to let you know, we have a completely empty and contentless Tumblr.
That would be wafflesradio.tumblr.com.
Content is coming. Thanks for listening to us here on CFRC.
Thanks a lot.